Blog Talk Radio. Featuring Ms. Barbara Archer, thank you for tuning in to another anointing broadcast where you will be inspired and God be exalted throughout the earth. We come live every Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please send all inquiries at frominsanitytosane.com. The next voice you hear will be Ms. Barbara Archer.
Good morning. I'm your host, Barbara Archer. I come to you this morning from Insanity to Sane. Thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast. I just want to say thank you to all the followers and listeners that follow me from week to week, and I am very blessed to be a part of your life, and thank you for inviting me into your home and your hearts as well. This morning, I have another up-close and personal girl chat. Last week, we discussed the body and God's temple. This week, we will discuss ways we defile our bodies and what God has to say about it in His Word. The list goes on in ways in which we defile our bodies by what we eat, what we say, and that toxic that we allow people to bring into our lives, such as unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, too many to name, huh? But over the next few weeks, we will break down each of them. And this week's scripture, I'm looking at Matthew 15 and 11, says, "It is not what enters into the mouth that defiles a man, but what proceeds out of his mouth that defiles a man." So thank you so much for tuning in to be blessed. And today, just receive your healing that God has for you. And remember always that God loves you with an everlasting love. And we're going to start off with prayer, and then we're going to get right into today's lesson. Father, we just thank you for this day that you have allowed us to see. Father, we just praise you for all the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, how you just continue to enlighten us and just continue to just move in the midst of us, oh Lord, that as we yield everything that we have to you, Father, knowing that you take care of every thought, every concern that we ever have, and God, we just yield everything to you, oh Lord. We don't want to hold nothing back, but we say yes to you. From our souls, we say yes to you, Lord. And Lord, I pray in these moments that we have, Father, that you would just have your way, that you would touch every heart, touch every life, Lord, that you would bring healing and restoration to every person under the sound of my breath. And we ask all of these blessings in Jesus' precious, wonderful name. Amen. All right. So, like I said, over the last couple of weeks, we've been doing this series on our bodies, defiling our bodies. You know, we started off this summer in 2014 with transformation of the mind, and we went from there to the soul being restored. Now we're at the body, and that's very important. But a lot of times, though, that we look at what we eat, what we say and so forth like that, and goes back to our scripture for the day. It is not what enters into the mouth. Now, there are texts in the Bible, throughout the Bible, that the Bible speaks of, okay, ways that we defile our temple by what we eat. So sometimes when we read God's word, sometimes we take it out of context because we're not sure exactly what was happening at that time. But you have to go back a few verses and you have to read the entire context to see exactly what Jesus was saying at that specific time. There were times in the Bible that God was trying to speak, that God wanted to speak to his people to let them know ways that how we're supposed to live, especially in the Old Testament, as the Israelites was coming out of Egypt. God gave Moses commandments, Ten Commandments. He also gave them decrees and statutes for them to follow. And God spoke of different things that he did not want them to eat because it will defile their bodies, okay? So a lot of times when we hear this scripture that we think it only applies to one thing, but you have to read it in context. What was God saying at that specific time? So in Matthew 15:11, God was speaking to his people. Jesus was saying it is not what enters into the mouth that defiles man, because it was a story just before that. Okay, so that's what you have to do. You have to go back and you have to read the entire story so you can get the full understanding of what Jesus was saying. And at this particular time, it's what comes out of our mouth, words that we speak to people. People don't realize how much of an impact that words have on our souls. And a lot of times you can tell what is in a person's soul is what comes out of their mouth. If you see a person and they have a lot of foul language that they use, let's say, for instance, if they have a lot of negative thoughts coming out of their mouth, you know, they're always talking negative. If you see people and they just seem angry all the time, bitter, you know, that produces a damaged soul. So we can tell what is in a person's soul, okay, it's by what comes out of their mouth. And that's what Jesus was trying to get us to see in the scripture, is that it's not what enters into the mouth that defiles a man, but what proceeds out of his mouth. That's what defiles a person, is what comes out of your mouth. Because whatever is in the heart, the mouth speaketh, okay? So if I speak a certain thing, if I speak negativity, or if I speak jealousy, or if I speak hatred, okay, that is what is in my heart, because I would not be able to speak it if it wasn't in my heart already. And if it's in my heart, that means there is some residue, there's a damaged soul linked to that heart, because the heart and soul, it all comes together. Like I was speaking weeks ago about the soul, that the soul is made up of mind, will, and emotions. You put all that together, that's the soul. So what is in your mind? What is in your will? Okay, all those components together makes up the soul. So when you speak negative words, okay, that you have a damaged soul. So we can get from it. So we really have to get to a place of what we say and how we say it to people. I'm not saying be a doormat to people. I'm not saying to let people take advantage of you, because a lot of times in my life, I used to be always laid back, you know, very passive, you know, just, you know, I would just let people just say what they want to say to me. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't the type of person that was going to argue with you, because I felt like this way, you know what, I'm not going to get myself all worked up trying to argue with you when you want to say something to me. Just go ahead and say whatever what you want to say, because at the end of the day, okay, Barbara's going to do what she wants to do anyway. So you can talk till the cows come home. It's not going to make any difference to me, okay? So I never really spoke up for myself, you know, but God has given me, in these last 2 years, God has given me a backbone. So now I don't allow people to talk to me crazy. I don't allow people to talk to me any kind of way, right? If I speak to you with decency and respect, I expect that same thing back to me. So what I have done in my life, and you may want to practice this as well, what I do is this. If someone is speaking to me in a certain way and I see their demeanor, okay, I don't allow that demeanor into my inner circle. Okay, I will speak to you, I'll treat you with respect, I'll be cordial to you, but I'll leave it at that. And the reason being is because I do not want that person's poison, okay, to infect me. Because when you surround yourself with a certain type of person, okay, before long you start to adapt and you start to adopt their behavior because you are around that behavior. Like, for instance, let me give you an example. All right, if a child is growing up in a home, and that child, all that child sees is fighting, violence, cursing, you know, chances are when that child grows up, that's what that child is going to be themselves, because that's their environment. That is what they was brought up with. That's what they were surrounded with all their lives, okay? You know, we don't have to teach our children to do certain things. It's already there. So saying that, we have to be very careful with our children, because the environment that they grow up in will have a lasting impact on every decision that they make as they become young adults and they go out on their own. They will carry those same behaviors when they leave your home, when they get married and have families of their own. And then you'll see two generations of men growing up very angry, very bitter. You'll see generations of women growing up being angry and bitter. I can't tell you how many women that I know that I see every day talk with on a regular basis, and they're angry and they're bitter. And the hard thing is they don't even know it. That's how deceitful that the enemy is. He has deceived them into thinking that they're okay. And not only that, they have even justified their own reasoning that they feel, okay, you know what? They have justified it. They feel that it's okay, all right? They don't see where their dysfunction is affecting other people. So what I have done, separate myself from those type of people. Now, I love them. I pray for them, okay? But I'm not going to allow that person's toxin into my personal space, in my personal space. I'm not going to do that. So you need to guard your temple. Now, guarding your temple is more than one thing. It's more than just what you eat and what you say. It's also allowing other people to pour toxic into your temple. Okay? So I guard my temple, because that's where the Holy Spirit dwells. And wherever God dwells, I want to keep it holy. The Bible says, be holy for the Lord your God is holy. So I need to be holy. God would never command us to do something that he did not give us the power to do. We choose not to follow his commands, but we do have the power to do it, because we can call on Almighty God, and he will give us the strength. He'll give us the grace. He'll give us what we need so we can live holy. Okay? Amen? So, you may be holding on to unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment. You know that is another form that you are polluting God's temple, because you have allowed resentment to sit in your soul too long. And I'm not going to say that all of us, we have it all together. We all have areas in our lives that we struggle with, all right? Some are willing to admit it. Some are not willing to admit it. But we all have daily struggles that we struggle with. But you have to be real about that and confess that to God. And the reason why some people don't get the healing that they need and that they so deserve is because they're not willing to be real. And like I mentioned yesterday evening on my talk show, Real Women, Real Talk, I said, if you cannot be real with yourself, you will never be real with God, because you have to be real with yourself. You have to admit, self, you know what? I have these issues. This is what I'm struggling with. If you can't confess that to yourself, how are you going to go to God and say, God, please help me in this area, when you don't see that you have a problem in that area? So the first thing is to be real with yourself. Then you can be real with God. I'm going to say that again, because I just feel someone out there needs to hear this. If you cannot be real with yourself, you will never be real with God. So many people I see broken. When you ask them how they're doing, oh, everything is going great, da-da-da-da-da. They know they're struggling. They know they have these issues, okay? So they can't even be real, because why? They're trying to portray that everything in their life is going well. They want to portray that they're this wonderful Christian, that they live in a life victorious and all that, and they're struggling. So if they can't be real with their own struggles, what are the chances of them going to God, kneeling down before God and saying to God, God, help me in this area. Give me the grace to overcome this. Give me the strength to overcome this. I know I'm struggling with this sin, but deliver me, help me, heal me. I yield myself to you. They will never be able to do that. Because why? They're not real with themselves. Okay? So if you have any bitterness or resentment, that can defile, and it will defile your temple. And I'm going to tell you something. God do not dwell in an unclean temple. He will not. He will not dwell in an unclean temple. Meaning, okay, that if you have all this pollution inside of you, resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness, you know, what happens is that when you pray, that hinders your prayer. That hinders your prayer going up to God, because you have defiled God's temple. You have all this pollution, okay? Now, yes, I'm not going to say that I don't have any residue of anything left over. I know it's there, okay? But every day I have to work on it. Every single day I have to renew my mind, you know? And one of the indications that you know when you need to draw near to God is when those old thoughts start to come back, when those old thoughts start to come back, when those old, you know, anything from your past starts to creep back up, that is when you know you need to yield and you need to draw closer to God, because something is coming at you and you have to recognize when it's coming. And a lot of times it's something from within, and then there are times that it's Satan that he'll try to trip you up with bringing thoughts in your mind. But you have to bring every thought okay, into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You have to pull down that stronghold. You know, you have to pull it down, and you have to declare it, and you have to just believe and declare that God is healing you, God is restoring you. You know, you don't have to yield to this any longer. You don't have to succumb to it, because God has made a way out for you, okay? So we're going to take a short commercial break right now, but we're going to be back in a few moments. So just be patient with me while we continue part two of this wonderful series, What Are Some of the Ways We Defile Our Bodies, okay?
The newest and sassy magazine for all women, Be Who You Are, is a magazine for all women of age. With every publication, I will be featuring gospel artists and their music, fashion, art, and inspiring stories of women who are making a difference in the world we live in. So the generation coming up behind our children will have a fresh start in life. Come join the movement in taking back your place in the world. We're a one-stop shop. Please visit my website at bewhoyouaremagazine.info coming January 31st, 2015. The cost is $4.99 per issue, but you do have the option to subscribe yearly for $18.99. Let us do your advertising for your business or ministry. I promise to deliver an affordable price. Please email me at barbara@bewhoyouaremagazine.info.
Okay, we're back from Insanity to Sane. We just had to take that quick commercial break. Thank you so much for tuning back in to part two of this amazing series on transformation of the body. All right, we left off with ways that how we defile our temple. Okay, but I'm going to give you some principles right now, scriptures in the Bible that's going to help you. Okay, now, the Bible says, okay, that John 2:21 says, but the temple he has spoken of was his body. All right? Now, do you know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God, so you are not your own? Okay, when you accepted Christ as your Savior, your body no longer belongs to you. It belongs to Christ. Okay, and God gave us the Holy Spirit that lives in us and dwells in us, and that is our compass in life. And the Holy Spirit will teach us all things and reveal all things to us if we are in a place of receiving it. And a lot of times people don't get their healing, they don't get that revelation from the Holy Spirit because they're not in a place of receiving. You have to be on the receiving end to receive what all God has for you, okay? So don't you realize that your body is the temple, okay? And who lives in you? And was given to you by God. So you do not belong to yourself, but you belong to God, okay? And we have to be very careful about the temple, because your temple could be filled with jealousy, rage, anger, all that, you know? And sometimes we justify it because we feel, all right, you know what, this person has hurt me, you know, God understands. And I'm not going to say that God does not understand. God does understand. He understands. He cares about your concerns. He cares about your hurts. He cares about your pain. But then God expects you to do your part. And sometimes we sit on that too long. And it gives us a little bit of a leverage because we feel, okay, you know what, I don't have to move from this place because, see, God, he understands. He understands where I'm at. I've been there before. I remember one time I was going through something very difficult. In my second marriage, you know, my husband at the time, he was very actively involved in the church, and he was very abusive, you know. And after everything fell apart, you know, and, you know, I had a lot of resentment. I had a lot of anger. I had a lot of hatred towards him. I mean, I hated him with every fiber of my being. And what happened is that I pacified myself. I thought I had the right to feel this way. You know, and I was like, God, he understands where I'm at. He understands my pain. You know, he'll be patient with me. Yes, God is patient, but at the same time, when that season is up, God is saying, okay, Barbara, get up. You've been sitting here too long, and you need to get up. And that's what I had to do, okay? I had to get up, and I had to say, okay, God, this is where I'm at. I'm still angry. I'm still bitter, okay? But I'm going to give it to you, and I know you're going to help me each and every day. I continue to pray about it. And then before you knew it, before long, the hatred was gone, the bitterness was gone, the rage was gone, and I was Barbara again. You know? So we have to guard our temples and keep it holy, keep it clean. So by that way, you know, that we can hear from God. You know, plus we don't want to pollute God's temple. You know, it's like Look at the things that you watch on television. If you're sitting back watching all these reality shows, is God pleased? I know, all right, now, when I say this, a lot of people are not going to like this because I know a lot of people like this show, like that show Scandal. All right. I really didn't know what that show was about when it first came on television. Okay, I was like, okay, the White House presidency and all that. I'm like, okay. I sat down, I watched it for maybe about a couple minutes, and the Holy Spirit spoke and says, turn that off. You know, and I turned it off. And I haven't watched it since. All right. Now I know tonight Scandal's coming back on. It's been all over television, and I know it's coming back. Now, I'm not preaching against it, okay? But I'm saying for me, it was not good for me. And everyone has to decide what is good for themselves, okay? Because God gives you that free will to choose, okay? But as far as television shows, I remember I used to watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. I couldn't wait till Sunday night come. Whatever I was doing had to be tied up by 7:45 so that I can get my snacks, get ready to watch that show at 8 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? And then I started getting involved in all the other Real Housewives franchise. And it was incredible. And I'm going to tell you something. And God, he spoke to me one day as he was taking me through this transformation. He gave me specific television shows that he said, I do not want you to watch. Now, I could have just said, I don't care. I'm going to watch this anyway. But I wanted to please God. I wanted God to be pleased with me. I wanted to do this for him because I knew it was poisoning my spirit. I knew it was a toxin, and I was allowing that toxin into me each and every week when I was watching these shows. So as a result, I stopped doing that. So what happened is that, you know, I was like, okay, you know what, I'm not going to do it, and I didn't. I didn't watch them anymore. And I'll tell you something, I felt so much better because God showed me. He says, when you watch this show, I'm watching it. And I said, huh? And God spoke to me again. He says, I live in you. I dwell in you. God no longer wanted to dwell in a temple. He no longer wanted to dwell in a tent. He wanted to dwell in his people. And God showed me, he says, and I live, I take up residency in you. And you are polluting me. You are allowing me to watch what you watch on television. I'm watching all this fighting. I'm watching all this cussing. I'm watching all this rage. I'm watching all this violence. And I felt convicted. And I asked God, I said, Father, forgive me. The last thing I wanted to do was to defile you. And I had to ask God to deliver me from these shows. And I haven't watched these shows in, oh, my gosh, it's been almost a year. And I feel so much better because all those shows, fighting, cussing, violence, you know, marital affairs, you know what I'm saying, all that drama, you don't need that. Because, see, what happens is that when you watch these shows, that's when the enemy comes and he plays on your mind. Because, see, you're watching this show. We are a product of what we watch and what we eat. Okay, and when you watch these shows on television, you're polluting God's temple, all right? You sit back, you watch these shows, you see all this stuff, then that's when the enemy comes and he tempts you, especially if you have a stronghold in that specific area. You need to be very careful and be on guard because that will be one area. I know that was an area for me as far as infidelity. So because I had struggled in that area of infidelity, okay, I don't need to be watching shows and that's all I see is infidelity. I don't need that, okay, because that was my struggle. That was my sin, all right? So what I had to do, I had to stop watching those shows because it wasn't healthy for me, okay? So, but the Bible says, let every man do what is right in his own eyes, okay? So I can't tell you what not to watch. I cannot say to you tonight, don't watch Scandal, okay, because I know a lot of people's going to be tuning in tonight to watch it, okay? I mean, what I do, I like to record episodes like Designing Women. I record episodes of The Golden Girls. In fact, I have the entire Golden Girls series right on television because I have AT&T, and with AT&T, you get to record all of your shows. Well, we have recorded every episode pretty much of The Golden Girls. So I watch them. I watch Judge Judy. I record her episodes. You know, so they are the shows that what I watch. So I really don't watch a lot of television. I watch recorded shows that I record, but they healthy shows for me. You know, The Golden Girls. You know, just four crazy women together. You know, helping one another out, being there for one another. They all have different personalities. You know, so that is what I watch because it's more holy. It's more wholesome for me. Okay, so if you watch shows that deals with a lot of, you know, a lot of fighting and violence and stuff like this, right? I used to watch those shows, and I would go to bed at night wondering why I'm having all these crazy, violent dreams, you know? It's because I watch that stuff at night before I go to bed. And then when I go to bed at night, it's fresh on my mind. Okay, so when I lay down at night, I want to lay on a pillow of peace. I don't want to lay on a pillow of all this craziness that's going on in my mind at night while I'm sleeping. Because bad enough, during the day, the enemy can rave havoc on your mind during the day. Now you go to bed at nighttime, and he's raving havoc on your mind at night. When do you have peace? When do you have a mind of peace? When your mind is constantly being attacked all throughout the day, okay, then at night you can't even sleep peaceful at night because the enemy is trying to attack your mind at night. So where do you go for peace at, huh? So to say all that, they are the many ways that we get to defile our temple, okay? Now, just keep in mind that just be very careful about what you watch. Be careful about what you eat, okay? And be careful about what you say, because they are three areas that we all struggle with. And some people struggle in all three, some maybe one out of three, two out of three. But whatever area that is, you recognize your area of weakness, okay? And then go to God and ask God to bring healing to that part of your life that needs healing, where your soul needs restoration, okay? All right? So we have 4 minutes left in this broadcast. I'm going to stop right here. Next week, I'm going to be back for another broadcast. What I'm planning on doing, I want to continue to come every Thursday morning and teach because I do enjoy my teaching. Now, in the next couple weeks, I'm going to be doing a few interviews on this broadcast on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. I have a few surprises, and after that, I'm going to go back to teaching. I'm not sure what my next series is going to be after we finish this series on the body. Not too sure, but I'm believing God, he's going to give me a word, and with that word, I'm going to be able to move forward with it, okay? So anyway, be listening tonight on the new platform that I'm under Neocom platform, tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I will have the privilege of interviewing Ms. Adrienne Hems, and she's an award-winning gospel artist. She's going to be on the platform this evening. You do not want to miss. Okay, as well, tonight at 10 o'clock, I'm going to be interviewing, well, I'm not going to be interviewing, I'm going to be interviewed under the Kevin Zimmerman radio broadcast, you know, so you can also listen to me that, Kevin Zimmerman, you can definitely listen to that broadcast night at 10 o'clock, that is 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, and next Wednesday, I will be back on Wednesday evening, Real Woman, Real Talk. I did mention on last night that I'm going to be moving that broadcast. I'm going to find a way. I'm working on it because God is opening up so many doors, and I have to keep myself focused on what he's calling me to do. And I still want to have that platform, but I'm going to find a way to be able to combine Real Woman, Real Talk in with my Thursday morning broadcast on teaching. I don't know how that's going to work out. I do have a few things in the works right now. I'm going to see how that's all going to come together. I'm believing God that I spoke with a lady on the phone yesterday about an opportunity, and I'm believing God that that opportunity is going to come my way, and when it does, I'm going to be able to combine those two together, so that will free me up on Wednesday evenings as well as Thursday mornings, but I'll still be coming once a week to actually teach because I do enjoy teaching God's word to God's people. I always know when I am under attack, you know, and you always know when you almost near a breakthrough, because that's when the enemy tries his hardest to discourage you, all right? And the other day I received an email from a gentleman that is helping me with my magazine, and he just quit, you know. So that left me high and dry. And I've been having a little bit of problems with him, but I wanted to give him an opportunity because his work has been good in the past, and I wanted to give him an opportunity, you know. So it was like a live and learn situation. I should have just, you know, just settled everything, you know, weeks ago when it first peeked his little ugly head up, you know, but I was like, you know what, let me just try to just work through this and just give this person a chance because I want to give everyone an opportunity because God has given me so many opportunities and people have given me so many opportunities. I want to be able to be a blessing to other people, but sometimes at the same time you have to do business as well, you know. So anyway, long story short, you know, he quit on me like 3-4 days just before publication is supposed to be coming out. So I'm still working on getting someone. The magazine is already together. There's just some things that needs to be revised with the magazine, and I'm working on it right now. So I will continue to update my website. Be Who You Are info is www.bewhoyouaremagazine.info. You can continue to follow me over there, like the page as well on Facebook, so by that way, you know, we'll be able to continue to spread the word. But it is coming, but everything is in God's timing, and I'm trusting God for that. So we are out of time now. We have 10 seconds left. God bless you. From Insanity to Sane, we love you, and most of all, remember this, God loves you with an everlasting love. So be blessed, and I'll see you next Thursday, same time. Goodbye.